We just ran through that message shell, Craiglin added. See you later.
The PA crackled again, then was silent. The message faded from the screen, and the orbital filled it again.
Hmm, Jandra Legelli said, brief and to the point.
Like I said, Yalson nodded at the screen.
I remember, Wubslin said slowly, staring at the band of brilliant blue and white on the screen. When I was very young, one of my teachers floated a little toy metal boat on the surface of a bucket full of water. Then she lifted the bucket by the handle and held me up against her chest with her other arm so that I was facing the same way she was. She started to go round and round, faster and faster, letting the spin send the bucket out away from her, and eventually the bucket was straight out, the surface of the water in it at 90 degrees to the floor. And I was held there with this great big adult hand across my belly and everything spinning around me. And I was watching this little toy boat, which was still floating on the water, even though the water was straight up and down in front of my face. And my teacher said, you remember this if you're ever lucky enough to see the megaships of Vavach.
Yeah, Lam said. Well, they're about to let the fucking handle go.
So let's just hope we're not still on the surface when they do, Yalson said. Jandra Legelli turned to her, one eyebrow up.
After that last fiasco, dear, nothing would surprise me.
Easy in, easy out, Avager said, and the old man laughed.
The haul from Marjoin to Vavach had taken 23 days. The company had gradually recovered from the effects of the abortive attack on the Temple of Light. There were a few small sprains and grazes. Dorilo had been blind in one eye for a couple of days, and everybody had been quiet and withdrawn. But by the time Vavach came into sight, they were all starting to get so bored with life on board ship, even with less of them on it, that they were looking forward to another operation. Hawser kept the laser rifle which Key Alsorifus had used, and carried out what rudimentary repairs and improvement the cat's limited engineering facilities would allow him to effect to his suit. Craiglin was full of praise for the one he had taken from Hawser. It had lifted him out of the worst of the trouble in the hall of the Temple of Light, and although it had still taken some heavy fire pulses, it was hardly marked, let alone damaged. Nysin had said he'd never liked lasers anyway, and wouldn't use one again. He had a perfectly good rapid-firing light projectile rifle and lots of ammunition. He would carry that in future when he wasn't using the micro-howitzer. Hawser and Yalson had started sleeping together every night in what was now their cabin, the one the two women had occupied. During the long days of the voyage, they had grown closer but spoken comparatively little for new lovers. Both seemed to want it that way. Hawser's body had completed its regeneration after its impersonation of the Gerontocrat, and there was no longer any trace or sign of that role left on him. But while he told the company that he was now the way he had always looked, he had, in fact, moulded his body to look like that of Craiglin. Hawser was a little taller and fuller-chested than his neutral normal, and his hair was darker and thicker. His face, of course, he could not yet afford to change, but under its light brown surface it was ready. A short trance, and he could pass for the captain of the Clear Air Turbulence. Perhaps Vavach would give him the opportunity he needed. He had thought long and hard about what to do now that he was part of the company and relatively safe, but cut off from his Adiran employers. He could always just go on his own way, but that would let down Zoralundra, whether the old Adiran was alive or dead. It would also be running away from the war, from the culture, and the part he had chosen to play against it. In addition, at first, there was the idea Hawser had been toying with anyway, even before he had heard that his next task was to involve going to Shah's world, and that was the idea of returning to an old love. Her name was Sro Kirchel Zorant. She was what they called a dormant changer, one who had no training in and no desire to practice changing, and had accepted the post on Shah's world partly as a relief from the increasingly warlike atmosphere in the changer's home asteroid of Habor. That had been 7 years before, when Habor was already within what was generally recognised as being Adiran space, and when many changers were already employed by the Adirans. Hawser was sent to Shah's world partly because he was being punished and partly for his own protection. A group of changers had plotted to fire up the ancient asteroid's power plants and take it out of Adiran space, make their home and their species neutral again in the war they could see was becoming inevitable. Hawser had discovered the plot and killed two of the conspirators. The court of the Academy of Military Arts on Haybora, its ruling body in all but name, had compromised between popular feeling on the asteroid, which wanted Horza punished for taking other changes' lives, and the gratitude it felt toward Horza.